Nice. You can come forward a little bit if you like. Yeah. Right, I'm Sean from the Deadlians. And yeah, and I'm gonna sing a few songs. This one's called Alexander the Great. And it's from like an old Irish poem. And yeah, it's they seem to think that he conquered the like everything, the entire world back in the day. And it's just about that. So hopefully I remember all the verses. And yeah, I'll sing a few more of that kind of thing. And it was someone was telling me the ancient Romans, okay, they were like a people in Italy. You've all heard of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just so everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
So they believed that musicians were lower than courtesans because they prostituted themselves to the whole room, right? Now, it's 1:30 in the morning, so I'm not really capable of that right now. I'm a bit hungover, or it's not 1:30 in the morning, it's 1:30 in the afternoon. But I was thinking, I was doing a gig, and it was in my mind, in the hut there, this is like a couple of weeks ago, and I was, as Bruce himself, I was on fire. It was the greatest performance I think I've ever given in my life. And I think it was because I was thinking about prostituting myself to all the people in the audience. And I was giving them loads. So I'm not going to do that now. But it's just something to bear in mind if you want to be a musician.
Four sages stood to chant the stave above the proud Earth's conqueror's grave, and all their words were words of candor above the urn of Alexander. That first began but yesterday, when all in state the great king lay, myriads around made moan. Now he lieth all alone. But yesterday the second sign over earth this charger if it rang. Today the mark is calcined bones, 7 feet are all yawns. But yesterday the third went down, all earth was swayed by Philip's son. Today to mark his calcined bones, 7 feet are all yawns. But yesterday so liberal he, the silver gold he scattered free. Today the last outside his thought, his wealth abounds but he is not. The sentence gave the sages four above the buried emperor. It was no foolish man's plate that held him so unhide bait. For sages stood to chant the stave above the proud Earth's conqueror's grave, and all their words were words of candor above the grave of Alexander.
Mind if you ever embark on conquering the world. Yeah. All right, cool. So I'm gonna do one called. Jesus, that's a tea is hot. All right, how is everyone? Is everyone good or like what's going on? 1:30 in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Forget. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What does it matter anyway, huh? Hey, oh, jeez, Jack, good to see you.
How is
it? And Jimmy, guess what happened to me yesterday? It was like, it was a real blessing. I went to meet my brother, who was, are you here, Danny?
No, he's in the pub.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy was engaging me in like the most trivial conversation I've had in what seemed like years, and it's really good. Like, because usually like people talk about like really heavy shit and stuff, but this guy's just going on with sitcoms. Right. So yeah, I'm a bit nervous. It's so early, and just if you ever thinking like this is a bit fucking, this is a bit intense. Like, you know, politics, Elon Musk. You know, eventually he's gonna die and it's all gonna be over. I'm gonna remember that mad guy said he was gonna go to Mars. Everyone died, like that he tried to send to Mars. Just start talking about some stupid shit like Frasier or something.
It's not stupid. Great show.
Do you really like it? Yeah? It's terrible. Well, what are you on about? Like fucking the opera this, opera that, fucking Giles and. I like the little dog.
Yeah, yeah. The Owlad is cool as well.
Yeah, the Owlad is cool as well. So this is a song called The Moon's Only Daughter. And, someone thought I wrote it, which was it's not true. Unfortunately, it's a great song. My heartstrings make sweet music. I think of you, and if you call me darling, I'd wear a feathered shield. A queen of hearts is lonely, but a joker still to play. I will lead and take her from you. Now, for here was ever able to harrow at the plow. Never made was I for labouring, or watch the season play. Sport and gambling lost in me my own luck ray. In a grey house by the water, my love is dwelling still. She's the moon's only daughter, and a lamp there on the hill. There she weaves her hair by evening, and those who go the way, they think it's the moon that's shining in the water of Loch Ray.
last night abroad in London. I spent me only crown. And then I cried tears down. I walked the lamps till morning, and I heard ye hark away, and I wished I were that red fox that they hunt around Lochray. My heart strings make sweet music whenever I think of you. And if you call me darling, I'd wear that feather shoe. A queen of hearts is lonely, well, a joker still to play. I will lead and take her from you. The wrong man of Lochray.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that fucking song. It's about it's like a, I think it's from Lochray. It's either from Lochray in Galway or Lochray in Limerick. I can't imagine someone from Limerick writing something so beautiful. So it must be from Galway. No offense, anyone from Limerick?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm sure there's a beautiful. Well, there's. Have you ever heard the song? Sorry, that might have been really insulting. I didn't mean. There's a really cool song about the blacksmith of Limerick. Have you ever heard that song? It's just this lad going around with a hammer, beating the shit out of like all King Billy's like soldiers in like the siege of Limerick. It's just like this. It's fucking really cool song.
Sing it.
I don't remember it. Like I just read it. It's really good though. He's just thumping. He's just like, wow, this guy is like killing everyone. And it's deadly, you know what I mean? It's not beautiful, but it's like deadly, you know what I mean? Blacksmith of Limerick, look it up. If you want. So this one's called Iron Door, and this is from the banks of the Shannon, which runs through Limerick. And it's quite beautiful, so it could be from Limerick as well. Exactly. I'm actually, you know what? I thought this through. I was definitely up this morning with porridge and the fucking getting an early start. Yeah. And then I will talk about them. Yeah, and then there'll probably be someone from Limerick. I might talk about Richard Harris and Dumbledore and Anyway, it's nice and relaxing, and it's one of those things. And I'll try and do it. It's called Love Can Enter an Iron Door. Okay, God. Sorry. I just want to break now. Fucking hard.
these words be true, that I was told. As the raven's feather, her comely feature described who can, saying this folly belongs to nature. She fell in love with a pole, as Marianne and a trailer walking her Ella. And a thrill of talking around man in a wild fashion flame. To build a dungeon, to part two lovers was his only plan. And he oaked, he swore, was too wild to mention. He parted his daughter from this poor man. When Edmund found her habitation was well secure with strong iron doors, he shouted, he swore by all creation, he'd gain our freedom or be no more. So at his leisure, he toil in pleasure to gain the release of his Marianne. When Marianne saw her true love's labor, she sighed, she swore, oh my serving man. When the old man saw that he was outwitted, down on his knees on the dungeon floor, saying lovers like these should not be parted, since love can enter an iron door.
Hey, thank you.
Woo!
Limerick.
Huh?
So I'm gonna I'll do my fiddle song now. How much time do I have to do? How long does this happen?
5:30 in total.
So what am I on? Say, sorry, Ron. Pardon me.
For about 18 and a half minutes.
Two more songs, yeah?
Perfect.
Alright, I'll do one so I don't have to get up right away. This is a song my friend said, that's the best song you ever wrote. And I said, oh, thanks. And that's very nice to say. And he was like, yeah, it's really good. And I said, alright. Well, hopefully I can write something like that again. And he said, I don't know. I don't know if you will. And I said, fair enough. That's how it goes. And so yeah, this is the best song I ever wrote, I think, maybe. And it was I told this story a million times, so I don't even want to say it anymore. You know, I was we were gathering, not virtue signal, because what we were doing was kind of semi pointless, you know. We were gathering wood burners for refugees in, like, camps, you know, like camps, just like Kalar gas bottles and turning them into wood burners. And that's what we were doing. And it's like, you're not meant to, like, do that with the gas bottles or whatever. So when you go to the dump and you're trying to get all these gas canisters off them, they're a bit like, well, this, you know, we can't really give them to you, but, like, you know, I guess it's for a good cause. So you really have to kind of bargain, you know. This was about 10 years ago. And I was really young and impressionable and thought this guy was great. But then there was this other guy who I immediately knew was horrible. And I was like, what the fuck, this guy is so aggro. And he's so angry. And then I wrote the song just like, oh, imagine being that angry.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? Imagine being really angry. Anyway, he was fucking mad angry. And he was an older guy as well. You know what I mean? You think his testosterone would have dropped?
He's needed a cuddle.
He needed love badly. Like, he was fucking mad. And he was, like, always, like, mad. Like, when we went go to the dump or whatever, he's like, just stay in the fucking car because you're going to start a fight. Oh, God.
Name, please.
I think his name,
I'm pretty sure I know who that is.
No, his second name was Tierney. So it's not the guy you're thinking of, is it?
Oh, no. No, probably best not to say that.
Yeah. Imagine this is your life and all the most annoying people come out. Like all the people who've driven you mad. Ah, look, remember this fella, Oh, it's your fucking the lad who bet the shit out of you when you were 8. You know what I mean?
That'd be amazing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Anyway, here we go. I think it's a cappella. So, you know. Okay. Jesus Christ, I'm really bad. I'm sorry. I'm really bad. Here we go. Dalan dancing Daniel Diddy. Dawaila Randa. Dadlian. The skulls of Scandinavia spoke of Daniel's bravery. Say, Daniel, Saint Patrick of Armagh, deliver me from fighting, put a starlight over Ireland. Let me tread upon its lightning. Dalan dancing Daniel Diddy, roaring like a lion at the traffic lights one morning. Say, Daniel, the garden of the muses won't change electric fuses. The tales of men are roses for boys in monkey shoes.
Darling, dancing on your duty. There the whalers on the Danlion. Master Diddy with a soothing plays with mother's jewelry. Father Diddy sitting musely. Say the child can't watch that movie. Miss Gay saw me in Mosny. Never fills her shopping trolley. She's got a nice brown brolly. When the rain is soft and frosty, darling, dancing Daniel Duty. There the whalers on the Dadlin. Oh, Betty is so glamorous. Her bangs weeping Lapras. From Pokemon to Rom-Com, with Twilight at her Ashton. Each charmed her from her beanbag. They had a furtive quick shank. Tore up the Kardashian heat mag. On Doyler's and this beanbag. There's no lightness, there's no darkness in the glinting of its brightness. The harpoon and the harness, the rope that coils its vastness. Darling, dancing on your duty. There the whalers on the Dalian.
There you go, thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. Right, so what I'll do now is I'm going to do my, my most popular song. Wrote this 10 years ago. And someone said to me, right, there's a lyric in it, it's kind of a dirty song, but it's all about, like, it's all about not wanting to ride anyone, and it's a vulnerable song. So you have to just, you know, be vulnerable with me. It's not really, but anyway, someone was like, what's going to happen to you, Sean? Everyone's going to be, it's going to be written on your gravestone, and everyone's going to be jizzing on your grave headstone.
Cool.
Would you be mad? Wouldn't that, like, just, you know, that'd be great, wouldn't it? What a tribute. What a fitting tribute, you know.
Unbelievable.
John?
Yeah?
Should I take a moment to say that we have your record here and it's really fucking good and we
can try it? Yeah. There's a record. My band, The Deadlians, record is here. Mm. So definitely.
It's the best local record I've bought all year.
Jesus Christ,
that was news last 6 months into last year.
April to April.
April to April.
Which is like kind of, I think that's like the Turkmenistan New Year's, April 12th, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So you're getting the best record from April to April. Local. So that's pretty cool. Like, can't put a price on that. Oh, Ronan does. Oh yeah, thanks very much. This is my last song, then I'm gonna hang out. And it is. Oh, sorry. So who's next, Ronan?
Stratford Rise.
Excellent. Cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. So, what an excellent thing. All right, so. We can try and put the mic to this without fucking... Can you hear that, Jack?
Keep going.
Alright, cool. Here we go. Anymore.
fancy. I'm only up to write my whole family.
Thank you. Woo!